Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Modern Talking. Just Different, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. Modern Talking.
Hello, everybody. Happy Sunday. Happy Podcast Sunday. Happy Special Podcast Sunday. Because on Sundays, you have the chance to listen to one of Germany's greatest. And for me, it's always the pleasure to say hi, Tomas Anders.
Good morning. And I love your introduction because it makes me feel so fantastic.
Well, okay. Well, actually, I should say you are fantastic. Okay. It's Sunday. You know, yes. Sunday is the day to the say Sunday things pleasure. Like that. Yeah. For Sunday pleasures. Right. Okay. Tomas, today we planned to talk about food. We're talking quite often about food in this podcast, but there's a reason. You are a passionate cook, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I love to cook. This is, I will say, besides music, you know, one of my passion, you know, what I love to do. Because it brings me down, you know, from all my my journeys and my travelings. And it gives me a wonderful time to stand in my kitchen and to cook for my family or for friends and creating new dishes. It's fantastic.
Over the course of this podcast, all of us learned that you're not only a good cook, but you're also a connoisseur of good food. Makes me think about Tomas Anders on tour. Because on tour, for me, doesn't sound like good food, doesn't it?
Well, it depends, you know. Okay. Normally, I'm in hotels. I actually stay in 5-star hotels. And to be really honest, if all over the world, when you're normally in a 5-star hotel, the food is everywhere the same.
Yeah.
You know, you will find on the menu, you will find your burger, you will find your club sandwich, you will find your pizza, you will find your pasta. So this is very international. But sometimes, you know, when you're going on the countryside, even with touring, then you will find more or less the original dishes from the country. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good. So let's start with the good ones.
Okay, I just wanted to say that. Why don't we start with the good ones?
So what I like, you know, when I'm in South America and you know, yeah, in the South American states, I had the first time. It's really some years ago, and since ever then, I love it. It's ceviche.
Okay.
You know, this is this, for those who don't know what this is, it's a fish, and the fish will be prepared. It's a raw fish. And because of the juice from lemon, you know, citrus, what is it? Enzyme stuff like this. I have no clue what it is. This makes it's a chemical reaction when you put some lemon juice on a raw fish, and then it tastes delicious, you know, with some chili and some, you know, salt, pepper or whatever. And it's really light and delicious, and it comes with, you know, some vegetables. This is very good. And even, you know, I found out in South America, the stakes are fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, you have to pay really, really a lot of money in Germany to have this kind of quality. But I remember, you know, this was very funny, but this was in the States.
Yeah.
And this is now, this is 30 years ago. And it was just, you know, coming up all these sushi bars. And it was really based then in California. And I was recording my album, Sold. And the producer was Peter Wolf.
My God, you just say that. Peter Wolf, you did a record with Peter Wolf.
Yes.
We have to talk about this not now. Go
now
on.
Now we're in food.
Okay.
And, you know, I recorded in his studio, and it was in on the way to Santa Barbara. And, you know, I was, you know, working there the whole day. And, you know, in the early evening, we had some light dinner. And he asked me, you've been to a sushi bar. He had sushi before. And I said, I never had sushi. At that time, we didn't have sushi in Germany.
Germany, yeah.
And he said, but you like fish. I said, yes, I like fish. So so we went to the sushi place, which was great. And I said, but I want to know what it is. I said, no problem. So I tasted first, you know, salmon. Okay, everybody knows salmon. Okay, then I tasted shrimp. Okay, was delicious. Then I tasted, and he said, the next one is yellow tuna. Okay, it was wonderful. And then he said, let's turn it around. You eat first, and then I tell you what you have eaten. And I said, okay. You know, just till that point, it was everything I liked, and it was delicious, and loved it. And then I have eaten something, and I said, okay, it was good. And I said, please tell me, what have I eaten? And he said, well, this was the liver of the monkfish.
Oh, God.
And I said, aye. Okay. I liked it, but, you know, the thinking, what I have eaten is kind of bizarre. And he said, okay, let's go on in the game. And then I remember it was very cross, and it was a bit of, you know, tempura style, and I took it in my mouth, and it was crunchy, and I was swallowing down, and I asked, what is it? What was it? And he said, this was a soft shell crab. And I said, okay, what part of this crab? And he said, soft shell. I said, soft shell crab. I said, yes, but, you know, what part of the soft shell crab? And he said, I will say it the third time, it was a soft shell crab because it's named soft shell. And I said, I have eaten the complete crab. And he said, yes. And I said, okay, game over. We make it now the other way around. You know, this was something, but this showed me, you know, that our brain sometimes is working too much. I liked it, but the thinking I have eaten a complete crap, you know, with all of these inners.
Whatever it is.
I don't want to think about it, but I liked it, but I've never eaten it again in my complete life.
Yeah. Okay. So, but there must have been, because you're not touring the US, you're not only touring South America, you're also touring pretty fancy countries. So there must have been pretty fancy experiences with pretty fancy foods.
Yes, yes. You know, I remember the very first time when I was in Russia, and we came from a show, and then we had very late, you know, dinner, because before a show, I can't eat. And, you know, when you're on tour, the hotel knows this and blah, blah, blah. And it's very popular. It's a tradition in Russia, that you have, when you're going for dinner, that you have like, hors d'oeuvre buffet or yeah, like the first course is on the table and then you can order your main course. And this is traditional in Russia, as always, like a Russian potato salad. And you have always salmon. You have always caviar. And for the first time, they had some food, some sausage over there. And I was asking, what is this? And they said,
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is tongue. And I said, what? This is tongue from a beef. And now I'm, you know, I'm turning into a bit going nasty, because the first thing in my mind was, I will never eat something where this beef has licked his ass with. You got me? Well,
yeah, I got you. Actually, it was not very hard to get you. This is probably the first time that we have to label this podcast with explicit content.
I think so.
Yeah.
Only for over 18 years.
Yeah. Because we're talking ass here. So you didn't eat these sausages.
What?
Okay. So I imagine, because you also you're touring, sometimes you're touring Arabic countries. I imagine that the food there is pretty fancy and pretty.
I had one day. I had this how is it called? You know, it's Candid Camera.
Yeah,
it was the German version of Candid Camera, and they really got me very hard. So they said that the emir of Qatar will give me how to say, I will be an honorable guest in his country.
Okay.
So and I was very pleased because of this, because, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, Qatar, and will I be so why me? Why Thomas Anders should be a honorary citizen, you know? But I was very flashed. So I remember I had a flight from Munich to Qatar. It was Qatar Airlines. It was first class. I got picked up at the airport with a Rolls Royce and blah, 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 and stuff like this. And so this, I should meet the emir in the desert. And I came there. And there was big, you know, it was like a small village with tents. And, you know, when I was, you know, people came to me and said, oh, we're so happy that you're here. And the royal emir, he is, you know, coming by helicopter in 15 minutes. So please be seated. So I was, and it was like a living room in the desert, you know, and, you know, with, you know, servants and stuff, like big thing. And So he came to me, and I was kind of, you know, with respect. And we're sitting there, and he said, well, you know, it's a very honor for him that he will give me this honorary citizenship. And but first he wants to talk to me, and he wants, you know, invite me for lunch. And then he said, it's a tradition that I have to drink the milk of a camel.
Okay.
And I said, I'm not so good into drinking milk. I even don't like milk from a cow. Maybe we can skip this one, you know? And he said, well, but it's a tradition. And so I nipped on it and said, yeah. Oh, well, it's nice. So then he said, okay, this is very delicious. The eyes of, mouton?
It's, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I said, no. I'm so sorry. I can't eat it. I can't eat an eye of, you know, it's not possible.
Yeah.
Then he said to me, okay, he had something in mind. If it would be possible that he would love to arrange, come back with Dieter Bohlen. And because he had a big, big, and it was for him in summer, it was his birthday or whatever, and he's such a big fan of Thomas Anders and Dieter Bohlen of Modern Talking, and if it's possible, when he had his big festivities, that we will sing. And I said, but I'm very sorry, we're apart. We don't work together anymore. Oh, he said, that's such a shame, but he will give $500,000, I don't know, dollars or whatever. And I said, no, I'm not doing this. And he said, okay, let's go on, and we can eat something more. And then he came with the balls of a drag.
Okay.
And I said, what is this? He said, well, this is delicious here. We eat this all over. And I said, but what is it? And he said, these are, you know, the balls of a drag. And I said, no, I can't do it. No way. Do you have any bread? Do you have any salad? Maybe do you have some chicken? Do you have? And he said, no, but he wants to make me a favor because he wants to give me very traditional food. And I said, oh, my God. I was thinking, oh, my God, get me out of here. You know,
it sounds like a total nightmare, doesn't it?
It was a nightmare from nearly 1 hour. And then he came back with his idea, yeah. And he said, well, can we talk about this, you know, show with your ex-partner again? You know, I spent a lot of money. And I said, no. I'm very respectful, but this is a decision, and we are apart, and everybody's living his own life. And then he turned a bit over, and he turned into getting kind of angry, and he said to me that I'm actually not polite, yeah. Because I don't like his food, and I don't want to do him the favor to work together with Dieter Bohlen.
Yeah.
And he said, therefore, I don't get my honorary citizenship. And he said he wished me all the best, but he just went away and flew with a helicopter, and he was gone. And I remember I was looking at, you know, like in the way of the horizon, but there was a camera, which I haven't seen. And I said, anyway, he was still an asshole for me. So I was, and then, you know, they just came over and said, candid camera. And I said, oh my gosh, you're so people.
This is actually pretty interesting. How come, I mean, how does that work? They just call you.
What do you think?
How do they arrange the whole thing?
This takes so much time. They had to do the first, you know, step is that the production firm, the production company and the TV is making the contact to the management, to my TV promoter. And she knows all about it.
Okay. Okay.
But, you know, her job is in that case to keep me safe.
Yeah.
You know, answering all my questions. And if I ask questions which answer she didn't know, then to talk, well, I have to talk to the production company. I will let you know as soon as possible and stuff like this. And I felt honored in a certain way.
Yeah.
But this was so fake from the very beginning, because I came, to the airport, and we had a trip to the hotel. I came into the hotel, and the first what I heard on the radio was "Sherry, Sherry Lady." And, you know, my interpreter, who was, you know, traveling with me, you know, from the beginning and when I was in this country, and he was, you know, translating all the things in German, he said, "Oh my God," because they were talking blah, 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 Thomas, blah, 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 and Sherry, Sherry Lady. He will be in this country, and tomorrow he will get his honorary citizenship here for this country from Amy, blah. And he was telling me this in German, and I said, "Oh my God, is this really true? Nobody will believe me. I will be, you know, honored here in this country," and so on and so on. But it was a complete fake, complete from the very first beginning. And I was between pissed,
yeah,
and very happy that everything was over.
But would you have the chance to say no to this whole thing afterwards?
Yes. You mean the broadcasting?
Yeah.
But it was funny.
It was funny, of course. Yeah.
It was really funny. You know,
I'm just curious.
Yeah, but you know, this is on the other side. It's an honor to be in the first channel of the German TV.
Okay.
To have this part and this complete broad, you know, the complete film was around about 12 or 13 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know what it means when you're Saturday evening. First channel in Germany, you have 13 minutes, Thomas Anders, with a really funny story on a TV broadcaster.
Perfect.
This is it.
Yeah. Okay, that's perfect. Okay, so any other horrible food stories? Come on, you must have been, I don't know, some... whatever, flies or something that you had to eat?
It was not really flies. I was in Hong Kong.
Okay.
So we were at the harbor, and all these street cooking kitchens, you know, they have there, and they're, you know, really delicious. And we were sitting at a table, a round table, just on the water front, you know, with some musicians. And they had a big van over the table, and it was really strong. So that means it was warm outside, but it was windy at the table. So I said, you know, I don't want to catch a cold, so please turn off the fan. And so we just turned it off. And believe me, in between, I felt 3-4 seconds, hundreds of flies, you know, were at the table. And then I understood it's not just for the thing is not for air conditioning. It's just for get away of all these flies. You know, and I said, okay, turn on the fan, because I don't want to be eaten by flies. Yeah. And then they gave us some dishes, and they had some frighted crickets. And this was not my part. And I said, some musicians ate it, and they said it's crisp and it's a bit like potato chips. But, you know, one of them just took one of these frighted crickets, and there was such a squeeze of green brain coming out. And, you know, excuse me. Excuse me, Marcus.
I think we have to stop this episode right now because I have to go to the restrooms. It sounds so...
Okay, I give you 2 minutes.
Well, anyways, but do you have like a fallback thing? Because you're touring internationally all the time. Is there? You said at the beginning there is always a club sandwich, there is always a burger, so you always fall back on these things if the food is too curious in the countries.
Yes, because you know, in that case, to be really honest, I don't want to be such experimental.
Yeah.
Because what I found out, even some of the listeners found out, when you're going for holidays in complete different cultures, different countries with a different kitchen, then, you know, sometimes it's not made for your stomach.
Right.
And you will get problems.
Yeah.
You work this out in between, you know, 24 hours. But sometimes I don't even have the time for this because I have to be on stage.
Right.
And if you don't feel good, you know, if you have problems with your, you know, body and with your stomach, you're not in the country to make experimental food things. You're there in the country for working.
Yeah. But as I hear, you're also not the person to do that, right?
No, not really.
And I think this is very, very sympathetic.
Oh, so we are too.
Yeah, me too. And I have a total, I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, Thomas, thanks very much for this. I love the candid camera story. I love it.
Even today, I'm just thinking about it. And this is now, I don't know, 18 years ago or whatever, I still have very funny feelings about that.
Thank you for sharing that. And we're going to talk with you next Sunday again, and have a nice week.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Modern Talking, just different. Now on all platforms, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Modern Talking.
Subscribe now, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.